Befriending a Stone. In preparation for befriending your stone, have a notebook and pen available nearby. It's always a good idea to center and ground. With your chosen stone close at hand, sit in a comfortable, quiet, safe place. Close your eyes or soften your gaze and breathe. Relax into your center, becoming aware of your breath and your heartbeat while consciously paying attention to your physical presence and sensations. Imagine you are like a bead on a string which is connected to the center of the earth on the bottom end, and guidance and intuition through the top of your head on the other. Breathe. Breathe in connection. Breathe out any judgments, negative messages, or any blockages to your connection. Breathe in calm, peace, and centeredness. Pick up your stone in your left hand, holding it softly. Close your eyes and center your consciousness once more on your breath, relaxing into its ebb and flow, opening your awareness to any sensations or perceptions that arise. Become aware of the physical connection with your stone, noting any impression through any of your senses, whether feelings, images, or random thoughts. Allow a moment or more for this awareness to expand. And breathe. Shift the stone to your right hand and open your heart to any new or changed perceptions. Allow energy to flow out from it through you to the world. Take another moment to listen for any messages, images, or thoughts. With eyes still closed, grasp the stone in both hands. Physically explore the stone with your fingers. Ask yourself, is it warm, cold, rough, soft? Hold it up to your heart to see if you feel anything new, remaining all the while open to any impressions, whether logical or not. Take a few more slow, deep breaths as you allow impressions to enter your consciousness. Now open your eyes and look over the stone with a softened glaze. Roll it over until you have thoroughly and contemplatively seen all sides of it. What attracts you to this stone? What repels you? Be aware of any impression you get, mental or emotional. Do you perceive anything or anyone in the stone? Does it look like an animal or an object or even a person? Are you reminded of a condition, activity, or situation? Is there any image on the stone? Does this shape of the stone itself look like anything? Allow any and all perceptions the space to be right. Breathe. Take your time. Listen. Breathe. Feel. Breathe. Take in the color of the rock. Simply the color of it may spark an impression, reminding you of something. Perhaps you have studied minerals and their uses. You might associate those properties with the stone. Breathe. Speak to the stone. Pose the questions, who are you? What do you mean? Actively look and listen until you discover any and all responses. You may perceive one impression, a few, many, or none. If you get absolutely nothing, breathe deep and make it up. Play with it, open your senses and enjoy. After all, you are expanding your inner dialogue skills. It is much easier to learn something when the process is enjoyable. So enjoy your stone. All answers are valid, as all represent your perception of this stone's personality. Just like anyone else, you will remember your stones by your impressions of them. There are no right or wrong answers either. After a few more moments, then focus on your breath once more and thank the stone. Become aware of the room in which you sit. Re-enter awareness of here and now in physical body. Then, while still in a contemplative state, take a few moments to jot down what has come to you, noting the strongest and or most meaningful first. If multiple and or conflicting meanings or images or names occur to you, you can always return to have another conversation with the rock in order to come to an agreement on which face this stone will wear in your circle. The purpose of this befriending is to establish what role a particular stone is to play in your readings. If there seems to be no easy winner, make an executive decision and declare it. You are in charge of interpretation. The final working meaning must be one that makes some kind of sense to you, that you can remember, and that serves the purpose of your readings. Your stone will cooperate with your decision.